So we started talking about the topic of Bris Milah. We spoke about the communal responsibility in case a father does not do the Bris Milah and the expense that goes into it if it's a question if the community has to actually pay for it or not. There are communities, as brought down, that used to understand that the Moyalim were getting very, very busy with so many people requesting Brisim, and the Moyalim were unable to hold down any other job of theirs because they were constantly being called to Brisim, and therefore they didn't want to do Brisim. So the community created a fund in which they hired one or two of the Moyalim to be full-time Moyalim, not to be doing anything else throughout the day, so that they could be available for the community in order that they shouldn't have a loss and have to run from their jobs and not want to do the bris. Nowadays, the common custom is that Moyalim are paid by the father. They're acting as a shliach. And again, as we said, it's not an actual price of payment and an employee that's nitva bidin, but it's an expected tip that's given from the father. At what point do we say that the community has to kick in and give a kid a bris milah? Let's say a father's traveling, he's away. We're not sure if he's going to be back on time. Technically, it should be okay for the community to go and get a mile and get the kid a bris on the eighth day if the morning the father didn't show up. Or some say maybe wait till Chatzos, half of the day. Or maybe wait just till before Shkia. On a practical level, since it's possible that the father would turn up and do the Bris Milah himself, or arrange it, or pay for the mile and appoint him to be a shliach, all of these cases, we wait for the father. And on a practical level, only if the bris is delayed past day 8 and Bez Din or the community sees that the bris was not taken care of, Bez Din will then kick in and do so themselves. And if the father's playing games with Bez Din and they sense it, again, you'll have to deal with legal rights and things like that, but halachically speaking, Bez Din would have the right and the responsibility to make sure this kid has a bris either on day 8 or if they think it'll actually end up happening by the father on day 8, at least by day 9, they should kick in. We don't wait till the child's a month or bar mitzvah, whatever it is. As soon as we see that the father is not doing it on time at the earliest possibility, then the community would be chayiv to make sure this kid has a bris as soon as possible. If the father himself is a moyel and he knows how to give a bris milah, then primarily he should be the one to do it. The mitzvah is really on the father, and only if he can't, you give it over to a shliach, you make the moyel, appoint him to be shlucha shel adam kamaisai, and it's as if the father himself is giving the son the bris milah. However, if the father's queasy about giving his own son a bris milah, the father's nervous, or if a moyel would be more professional, we could rest more assured that some other moyel will do a better job. The father is allowed to give over the job to a moyel, and we don't say in this case, mitzvah boy, yoisimi bishlukai, if they feel that the moyel can do a more successful job. Interestingly, both the bris and the priya that takes place, we'll talk maybe in details about this a different time, those are part of the actual mitzvah of the bris milah, and if the father's able to do it, he should not give it over as a shliach to somebody else. However, the mitzitza, which is done to extract some of the blood so it should not reinfect the child, it's considered a health concern, and even though there's Kabbalistic reasons why we do mitzitza bepeh specifically, it's not something that we say mitzvah b'yayzim b'shlukai, and therefore, even if the father's doing the bris milah, he could make the moyel a shliach or somebody else a shliach to do the mitzitza. That's just a health thing and not the mitzvah itself. Min hadin, any mitzvah that applies by day pretty much is kosher throughout the day, but zeriza makdim l'mitzvah is to do it at the earliest possible time. So min ha-Torah, that would be at alois ha-shachar. However, the Mishnah clearly says that the bris should be from netzach am and on. We don't do it from alois, but still we should try to do it the earliest possible time. And therefore, some people like to make a minyan very early and have the bris afterwards. Well, why don't we do the bris before? If it is reason makdimah l'mitzvahs, let's do the bris even before Shacharis. Let's do the bris by Nates. The reason why the bris is wait till after Shacharis is two reasons. Number one is tadir v'she'ina tadir kaidam. Whenever we have mitzvahs that are more common, they come before a more rare mitzvah. And therefore, tzitzis, tefillin, kriyas shema, shemoneh esrei, all of these things have a din of kedima to be done before the bris milah. Second reason, which is interesting, that is, together with this bris milah, we're supposed to have a suda. and to have the bris in the morning before Shacharis and then daven Shacharis and eat the Seuda would be somewhat of a hefsek of separation. You're supposed to have the meal in tandem with the bris itself, immediately following the bris. And since you can't eat before Shacharis, so our bris didn't take place after Shacharis.